Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 7 and 9. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. She came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon, and the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness." Give credit where credit is due. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Can you think of something people will travel far and wide to visit or see? Disney World has more than 58 million people come through its gates every year. Do you think the world's biggest ball of yarn in Kansas gets as many visitors? The Georgia Aquarium, the biggest aquarium in North America, welcomed 3 million guests in 2023. Do you think the world's biggest peanut in Ashburn, Georgia, can beat that? The point is this. If someone travels a great distance to see something, it better be spectacular. That's what makes today's Bible reading so special. The queen of a distant land called Sheba heard about a great king. She comes with expensive gifts. She comes to see if what she heard was true about him. And that's what she finds. King Solomon possessed incredible wisdom, and in his wisdom, he led Israel into greatness. But let's focus on something very important at the end of what the Queen of Sheba said. She praises all awesome things in Israel. And Solomon's wisdom lived up to the stories she heard. But her real focus is on the Lord. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. She recognizes that the only reason Solomon is such a great leader and Israel is so blessed is because of the Lord and his eternal love. She gives credit where credit is due. You probably don't have people from far away coming to visit you, but people are looking at you. Will they see you give credit where credit is due? During these weeks after Christmas, don't forget the greatest blessing God has given you in his eternal love, Jesus. We have the incredible love of Jesus, born as a baby, for you and me. The Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Let the wisdom of your faith in Jesus and his awesome love be the thing that pulls people in from far and wide to learn more about the gifts God has already given you and wants to give to them too in Jesus. We pray to our wise God. Lord God, let the wisdom of our faith and trust in you show itself in our lives each day. Let it be the thing that draws people to us so that when they ask us why we are the way we are, we can point them to the overwhelming love you showed us in Jesus. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.